This is Classic Poetry Aloud. In today's poem, William Cowper, an 18th century poet, looks at the effects of a row of poplars that have been felled, a similar story as told 100 years later by Gerard Manley Hopkins in his poem, Binsey Poplars, which is also available on Classic Poetry Aloud. The link will be in the show notes. One word might not be clear in this poem, ooze. The ooze is a river in the east of England. The Poplar Field by William Cowper. The poplars are felled. Farewell to the shade and the whispering sound of the cool colonnade. The winds play no longer and sing in the leaves, nor ooze on his bosom their image receives. 12 years have elapsed since I last took a view of my favourite field and the bank where they grew, and now in the grass, behold, they are laid, and the tree is my seat that once lent me a shade. The blackbird has fled to another retreat, where the hazels afford him a screen from the heat, and the scene where his melody charmed me before resounds with his sweet flowing ditty no more. My fugitive years are all hasting away, and I must ere long lie as lowly as they, with a turf on my breast and a stone at my head, ere another such grove shall arise in its stead. The change both my heart and my fancy employs. I reflect on the frailty of man and his joys. Short-lived as we are, yet our pleasures, we see, have a still shorter date, and die sooner than we.